LA Screening's Wish List, What Would Buyers Change? By Dom Serafini. Over the course of their 53-year history, the LA Screenings, possibly the world's only organic trade show, has gone through several phases and a number of changes. Now that it has reached its nirvana, Video Age is wondering what buyers would like to change and or improve. It should be noted that up until the year 2000, the LA Screenings were buyer-driven. Buyers were the ones who dictated the schedules and dates, which lasted over 4 weeks. After that, the U.S. studios took charge and implemented a new order, shorter dates and more intensive screenings. In those days, buyers preferred to watch new series on a small screen to recreate the viewer's experience. Nowadays, all studios show their pilots on a theater-sized screen to reflect the cinematic efforts content creators place on the series. In 1983, Video Age introduced the name LA Screenings. Before that, the event was known by the undescriptive moniker May Screenings, which didn't really make any sense because, historically, the screenings were held as early as February, then March, April, May, and as late as June 27th. In 2012, Video Age made the screenings a bit less freezing by suggesting that the studios provide blankets for buyers in the sub-freezing screenings rooms, and in 2013, Video Age documented the LA screenings' fascinating history. Years ago, studios screened series for individual buyers from big companies only. Nowadays, individual screenings are done only for Canadians and pan-regional Latin American groups, while the rest of the Latin buyers have general screenings, and European, Pan-Pacific, and other buyers are mixed over the course of 6 days, ending before Memorial Day weekend. There was a time when the screenings paused for the holiday, with backyard barbecues at sellers' homes or football, also known as soccer, matches between buyers and sellers taking place in Beverly Hills, and resumed afterwards. 5 years ago, studios started to screen in some local markets for those buyers who couldn't make the LA screenings. In the past 10 years or so, the total number of international buyers attending the LA screenings has remained stable. However, most individual companies are sending fewer buyers, with the balance filled by new entrants, like digital TV outlets, especially from telcos and internet companies such as TELUS, Canada, Orange, France, SK Telecom, South Korea, BT Vision, UK, Terra, Brazil, YaoQ, China, and from the U.S., Netflix, Hulu, and Google, among others. Localized screenings also help the studios make the LA screenings more manageable by controlling its expansion, considering that the event went from 450 program buyers in 1994 to 1,500, with peaks of 1,600 buyers in recent years, with many of them top-level, big-spender executives who need lots of attention. Plus, since output deals in Europe are not as popular as they've been in the past, and studios have to sell market by market, the local screenings help considerably to place product at individual TV outlets. Studio screenings start after the U.S. networks have made their pilot selections public at the upfronts in New York City, except for Canadian buyers who watch all the pilots because they have to return to Canada and make their own upfront presentations to their advertising community. Over the years, Canadians at the screenings have become very secretive, with one network even demanding that the studios screen in the top-floor suite they rent at the Four Seasons Hotel. At the general screening, some studios show all the pilots, with three breaks, mid-morning, lunch, and mid-afternoon, if they have a large number of pickups. Other studios add background material, like interviews with producers and screenwriters, and some just screen a few complete pilots and promo reels for the rest, since full pilots are available to buyers on the studio's websites. One of the advantages of the LA screenings is that, although it's an organic event, i.e., without a central organizer, the market has nicely evolved in accordance with both buyers' and sellers' needs and the changing environment. Buyers' input is appreciated and suggestions are followed, whether they come via one-on-one meetings or through the press. Lately, some studios have been monitoring buyer satisfaction with the presentations, and Video Age is ready with a report after having polled over 50 buyers from Europe, Asia, and Latin America. In this respect, the answers are divided into two camps, with the Europeans favoring screening all episodes in their entirety, while both Asian and Latin buyers are generally happy to watch promo reels. Commented Dermot Horan of Ireland RTE, "I really like watching all the pilots, comedies, and dramas. It is very hard to judge a show based on a promo. At the end of the day, it wouldn't be the LA screenings if we didn't screen all the pilots. And as we Europeans are 8 and 9 hours behind our offices, we generally get to view without interruption or the need to call the office. added Zelda Stewart of Italy's Mediaset, who also prefers to screen all of the pilots, it would be great if all studios could put full episode screeners online the week following the screenings, as Fox and CBS already do. Editor's note, Disney LATAM does as well. Benedicte Steinsrud of Norway's SBS Discovery and Bernard Majani of France's M6 also prefer to watch all full episodes, as does Patricia Dahotas of programming for Saita TV in Uruguay. On the other hand, to Lani Huang of Hong Kong's Promo Group TV, it's better to watch promo reels before each program since they set the premise and expectations of the coming program screening. Then I prefer to watch one full drama, but not a full comedy. Actually, many buyers walk out to take a break with comedies, but I'm okay with promos for comedies. Similarly, Pedro Lascarán of Mexico's Azteca said, if the one-hour series promises to last at least two seasons, then I want to see the whole episode. For all the rest, I'd rather watch a 10-minute promo. And Jorge Garo of Costa Rica's Teletica likes to watch one full comedy and one full drama, and the rest just promo reels. A buyer from Chile who did not want to be named said, for a drama series, it's best to watch full episodes, but for sitcoms, I just go with short 5 to 7 minute reels. While for Cida Gonçalves from Brazil's Buying Agent 8 Star, promo reels provide a good insight. Full episodes could be provided per request. A major LATAM buyer who also did not want to be named explained, I would prefer to see promo reels for comedies, 15 or 20 minutes of some dramas, and one or two full episodes of the highlight drama series. Some of the presentations are too long. In general, it would be better if they could fit all of the screenings in the morning. The Chilean buyer we polled also prefers mornings. This way we have time for personal meetings in the afternoons, he said. The same answer was given by Saita TV's Dahotas and Azteca's Lascarán of a similar mind. Teletica's Garo, too, prefers the mornings and early afternoons. The mornings are also generally the Europeans' and Asians' favorites. Said Horan, the mornings are better at the beginning of the market as the jet lag often kicks in by mid-afternoon. Added Huang, of course, I like to screen in the morning. In the afternoon, the jet lag sets in, and after lunch, buyers can be very sleepy. Then there are the added features, like meeting with the stars and becoming familiar with the creative process by talking or listening to showrunners and/or screenwriters' general presentations. To Mediaset Stewart, it is important to know the creative process behind each new series. Meeting Peter Roth at Warner Brothers and Disney's producers over the years has given us a true insight into this process, she said. For Huang of Promo TV, knowing the creative process surprisingly helps to make buyers decide which show to acquire. Garo concurred, I still remember the conversation between the president of NBC and the producer of the cop series that resulted in Miami Vice. Steinsrud added, it is always interesting to hear about the creative process, but much better done in conversation than as a presentation. To Horan, hearing from the producers, the writers, and the showrunners is really useful. Pilots tell you much about a show, but not necessarily where the story is going. But Francis Majani opined, it should be limited to the series that you like. Conversely, a buyer from LATAM commented, it's not important to know the creative process behind the series. That time could be used to screen more product in less time. The buyer from Chile concurred, and Dahoutis added, I do not find any interest in producers talking about the shows. Mexico's Lascarán explained, unfortunately, not too many buyers really care what was the process they went through. And Brazil's Gonçalves summed it up, saying, usually, time is quite limited. Invariably, though, all the buyers interviewed like to mingle with the stars and enjoy breakfasts and luncheons. I never say no to a meal, concluded Steinsrud. This has been LA Screening's Wishlist, What Would Buyers Change? By Dom Serafini.